Blog Talk Radio. This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, VTech, the four-line small business phone system. You know, you guys have heard me rant and rave about it. This thing is amazing. If you have one person in your company, you, or you are in the massive growth expansion, the VTech four-line small business phone system is for you. You can have one incoming line, up to four. You can have one headset, you know, sitting there on your desk, or you can have as many as 10 different offices, and it's as easy to plug in as it is to plug in a lamp. So I encourage you to check out our sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. I want to jump right into it because I'm so excited. You know, I'm so delighted when we get a chance to be able to bring really dynamic and powerful people to you. And the first person that I had wanted on the show, she ended up actually being on the second episode because of scheduling. But the very first person that I wanted to have on the show is a great friend of ours. Her name is Jessica Butts. And Jessica is an amazing person who will help you really understand that, as Claire would say, everybody's weird, you know? But the reason why everybody is weird is because everybody has a specific mix of the things in them that make up what we call your personality. And your personality is okay. We get told that, you know, the different quirks in our personality aren't all right. And we're told that by people who have a different personality. Well, yeah, we're weird to them because they're not us. And so Jessica took an all this deep, heady, you know, sometimes hard to understand psychological stuff. And she has broken it down into this amazing book. It's called Live Your Life from Your Front Seat, or I'm sorry, Live From Your Front Seat. And the book just really walks through on a practical level the concept of the personality you were born with and how to use it as an advantage to yourself rather than having it be something that, you know, you're fighting against. So rather than me talking about what she's going to talk to you about, I'd like you to join with me in inviting my special guest and good friend, Jessica Butts. Good morning, Jessica. How are you this morning?
Hi, Steve. I'm so good. I think you were doing an excellent job. I was actually sitting here listening, thinking, golly, I should have you write something up about my book. You were doing an excellent job. So I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be here again with you and to talk to you about my favorite topic ever.
Oh, it's one of my probably top 10 favorite topics too. I love it. And it just, it applies so much into our lives. Yeah. It's like, why am I being this way? Well, you know, so rather than spoil it, let's jump into it and talk about, well, first let's back up just a second. In fact, and in case people didn't hear episode two with us, tell people a little bit about what got you to this point. Who are you? Where did you come from?
Yeah, good question. I currently am a psychotherapist. And so in my book, I talk a lot about, you know, what got me to this place. And I think probably the most relevant thing that got me to this place is what you were just talking about, Steve, is that I grew up what I call in my book, a marginalized type. So I grew up an intuitive type. You are an intuitive type. Kathy is an intuitive type. Most of us entrepreneurs that are actually listening to the show are intuitive types. And I grew up feeling very much like a weirdo. So 75% of the population are the opposite types. They are what are called sensing types. And so I grew up in a wonderful, wonderful family, but I often, almost always, felt very different than the rest of my family because they were all sensing types. And so for years in traditional schooling, into my graduate program, my undergrad program, kind of my whole life, I felt different. The people never understood why I had this entrepreneurial spirit. Why can't I just be like everybody else? Why can't I just be okay with the norm? And I spent many, many, many years asking myself the same thing. Why am I such a dreamer? Why do I always have to think outside the box? Why? And so when I finally started doing this work and learning this about myself, it was so validating. It at the time when I was, 21 years old, when I started working with the Myers-Briggs tool, it didn't necessarily change my life then because I was still living in that world. But over the past 21 years of me working with this tool, it has become my inspiration. It's been the inspiration for the book. It's been the inspiration that I do with all of my therapy and all of my coaching clients, is to help us embrace our type no matter what we are. I don't think it's any surprise that like 90% of my clients are intuitive types because we're just drawn to each other, but there are no right or wrong types. And, you said that early on that there's this, I talk a lot in my book about banishing should. I even put a hashtag banish should, because we, all of us, most of us entrepreneurs, grew up in this world where we were supposed to be like other people. We were supposed to get the 9-to-5 jobs. We were supposed to not be dreamers. We're supposed to do good in traditional schooling. And the reality is that is not the world that we live in. We are created by God, by the universe, whatever you believe in, as different human beings. And so how we process information and take in information is different than other people. And so that's what got me to this work. It's been, Steve, I am such a believer in, gosh, it's almost going to make me choke up a little bit. I just so believe that our path is lined up for us. And I am currently living that path. It's been a long road. I just turned 42. It took me 2.5 years to put this book out. It took me a long time to turn my life around and leave a bad marriage and to start the career that I was supposed to be doing. But I absolutely believe that when we embrace our innateness, which is how God made us or the universe made us, whatever you believe in, things start to get into alignment. And I am a very impatient person, as I am a J like your wife is. And we get impatient. And so I wish sometimes things would move faster than they do. But the reality is our lives start to get into alignment when we start living our life accordingly. And for me, that happened about 6 years ago when I left corporate America. I really started to look at my marriage without blinders on and got real and turned my life upside down and started living according to my type. And since then, things have just completely changed for me. And again, sometimes it takes longer than we think it's going to take, but all of that, all of the culmination of all of that is really what's gotten me to where I am in my life, where I am then able to help other people do the same. Yesterday, I was got the privilege of speaking to a room full of teenage girls, which was, as I posted on Facebook, equally awesome as it was exhausting. But one of the intuitive types, I always say a little prayer before I go into a big workshop like that and just say, may this just touch one person's life. May it touch more than one person, but my intention is always that it touches one. And there was a young woman in the workshop that has had a very challenging life. And it was the only intuitive type in the entire group. And when I started talking about what it was like for me to grow up like that, there was just tears streaming down her face and just watching her transform into being who she's really meant to be in this world, just seeing her just transform in that during that, you know, 7 hours together was really unbelievable for me. And so why I do this work. So again, I believe that that's why I'm here on this earth, and why this work is so incredibly important is whenever you figure it out, you know, I didn't figure it out until my mid 30s, and this young woman, you know, gets to figure it out at 15. And I have clients that are in their 60s that are just figuring it out. So whenever, you know, it comes to us and we figure it out, there's no judgment there, but it's been an incredible journey. That's for sure.
I remember, in fact, actually, after you were on the show the first time, the very first thing my mom, you know, wanted to do was to go back and revisit both the tests she had taken in years previous, as well as look at, you know, what is my personality type? I want to know now. So, you know, no matter what age you are, you know, once that's introduced to you, you're like, oh, wow, you mean I could be normal for me? That's cool.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that's so fun about that is that, I know for people who are possibly new to this and hearing this for the first time, is that your type is innate. Your type does not change. Your life circumstances change. So for someone like your mother to even go back and revisit it, or for us, you know, in our 40s, I think, to kind of go back and revisit what our type might have been or how we may have come out, but getting ourselves back to who we really innately are, not how life circumstances have changed us into who, again, we should be or who it's created us to be, but who we really innately are, is one of the most powerful things. So I love to hear that your mom kind of gets inspired by that, because I think a lot of people are like, oh, I should go back and look at my old assessment and see how I came out. And again, type should not change. It often does based on where we are in our life. But your mother's type, it should be her type from when she took it years and years and years ago. And that's one of the coolest things about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we go to the first break, let's just kind of introduce this concept to people so that they don't feel like we're talking a foreign language. You know, you talk about living your life from your front seat. So explain to us the concept of the car.
Okay, great. So the Live Your Life from the Front Seat is the name of my company. It's the name of my book. And I, to be really honest, Stephen, I tell this to a lot of people, it happened accidentally. I am a Myers-Briggs expert. I'm a psychotherapist. I'm a coach. I worked in human resources for corporate human resources for 15 years before I started doing this work. And I loved this tool, the Myers-Briggs tool, since I was introduced to it when I was 20 years old, straight out of college. And I've been obsessed with it. It answered so many questions. It was so incredibly validating and clarifying and helpful in every relationship. So I started doing workshops once I got my graduate degree, and I was putting on a workshop and I thought, people don't get Myers-Briggs. There's too many letters. People get confused. They don't understand the whole thing. And one of my unique talents, as we all have unique talents in the world, in this world, one of mine is to make complex information easy to understand. And so what I like to do is I call it dumbing it down. Myers and Briggs sometimes can get very technical, and I just don't think there's a lot of reason to do that. And so I took this concept of the dominant, your auxiliary, your inferior type, and put it into a car analogy so that the normal people like you and I and everybody else can really understand this somewhat clinical work into a method that people understand it. And so I was getting ready to do this workshop and I thought, golly, I need a way to explain this. So I believe probably God just implanted that into my head, but it just came to me. And one of my girlfriends was at the workshop, who's also a type expert. She was like, where did you come up with that? That is brilliant. And so it's just kind of morphed out of that. And in the car, there are four parts of our personality. There's a driver, a co-pilot, and then two dreaded backseat drivers. And I call them the drunk uncle in the backseat and the baby in the backseat. And the analogy really is that those four people in your car make up your entire personality under different circumstances. And so and we could talk about that for probably another hour, but that's kind of the basis of that. And who those people are in the car is where we need to be spending our energy and the areas of our life that we need to avoid. So clearly our driver and our co-pilot is where we want to be living our life from the front seat. These are the things that we are innately and naturally good at. And so I am a huge believer in doing things you are good at, and just don't do stuff that you suck at. You know, back in the 80s, there was this whole mentality of doing things, you know, being well-rounded and really working on the things that you're not good at. I call BS on that. I just say, stop doing stuff that you suck at. We only get 100% energy. It's just a universal law. And so I want people spending at least 80% of their time in the front seat doing things that they're naturally good at. And the way that you can figure out your front seat and your back seat drivers is either on my website, which is jessicabutts.com, obviously by picking up my book, Live Your Life from the Front Seat, or, you know, calling me talking about the assessment, like taking, there's a lot of people who can figure it out from my book, but there's probably about 10% of people who actually need to take the real online assessment and do a comparison, and that's always available as well. And so understanding these players or these passengers in this car really literally is a roadmap to exactly what you should be doing. So for entrepreneurs, which is most of your audience, this is a no-brainer. If you want to get more clients, make more money, know where your good energy is. Literally, it's a roadmap. It's just do the things in your front seat, and these people will come to you naturally because that is your best energy. Your back seat is what I call wonky, yucky energy. Mm-hmm. And that's, we can talk about that in another segment, because these backseat drivers are very, very important people to understand and avoid.
All right. Well, we are going to dive deep into some of that kind of stuff right after the break. But we do need to go off and talk a little bit. Just got back from conference. And so we'll let Sandra Yancey talk to you about some of the elements of being a member of EWN. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Jessica Butts, and we are talking to you today about living from your front seat. Live from your front seat. Live your life with the person who's supposed to be in charge of you being in charge of you. And I know all of us know what it's like. I love that phrase, Jessica. I love it when you use the words wonky energy. It's one of my favorite phrases. All of us know what it's like when we have those minutes when we are just off,
totally.
You know,
yep.
You just can feel it to the core of yourself. Well, we're hoping today to talk to you about the opposite end of that spectrum. You know, when you're really on and you're being your best you, you know, maybe we'll have another session sometime, Jessica, where we talk about, you know, when you're being your worst you, but let's not go there today. So, let's talk really in detail now. What does it mean to live in our front seat?
Yeah, good question. It makes me breathe a calm, actually, breath when you say that. That's what it is. It's breathing into who we really are. It's calmness. It's authenticity. It's freedom. It's easier. So, again, back to kind of the entrepreneurial spirit, really, because that's the majority of your listeners, is this is our best energy. It's what comes natural to us. So again, we all have an innate personality type. It is just given to us. So when we are in alignment with that, it is easier. Abraham Hicks calls it kind of being in the vortex. It's when we are in alignment with who we naturally are. That is when, again, people are attracted to us. Things are easier. We make more money. Things are just in alignment. And so being able to be in the driver's seat, be in control, if you are an extrovert, that is what the world sees of you, is the driver. And this is a very, very important piece for introverts, because both you and Kathy are both introverts. You two, is this okay if I talk about this?
Yeah, except that I am actually an extrovert.
Oh, that's true. I forgot. You're an ENFP, right? Yes. Okay. So Kathy being an introvert, what the world actually sees of her is her second best self. So any introverts listening right now, again, there's no judgment about this. The world sees your second best self, and you actually save yourself for yourself. You save your best self for yourself. So where Steve, you and I, we give our best self to the world. And I think there's pros and cons to both of that. So, you know, in our companies, we literally are giving our driver, we are giving our best self to the world, and then our co-pilot is in our head. And so for all the introverts, and for Kathy, your wife, the exact opposite is true. She saves her driver and her best self for herself, and then her co-pilot is extroverted in this world. And so for everyone listening, it's really important for us to understand that and not judge it, and know the difference between being able to give our best self to the world and which parts we save for ourselves. So for me, I'm an ENFJ. So I give away my heart. I give away my feelings and my relationship building. And I, in my head, am always processing big picture ideas, always going through what's next. I don't do that with people very often. It happens in my head. And Steve, you as an ENFP, we have the same front seat. They're just switched. So your driver is an extroverted intuitive. So you're giving your ideas, which makes you so brilliant as a business coach and as this radio show host, because you give those great patterning ideas to the world. And 75% of the population and all the entrepreneurs listening right now, you need to be aware of this. Most likely you're an intuitive type, and 75% of the world, which also means 75% of your clients, cannot see the world the way that we see it, which makes us an incredible commodity out in the world. So Steve, one of your greatest gifts in this world is to be able to see big picture things, to be able to see people's businesses in a way that they are unable to see them, because you literally just have a different way of taking in information than 75% of the population. It's a tremendous gift you have about being able to be open to things and see the big picture. And then the opposite that you are with me is that you have your feelings inside yourself. Where I give them away, you save them within yourself. And so understanding your front seat, so even with you and I having the feeling and the intuitive in the front seat, knowing that it's opposite the way that we give it and save it is very, very important. And so all of that is so incredibly important to understand our front seat energy, so that, again, we're spending 80% of our time doing either things that we're really good at or changing our lives up so that we're doing those things, or doing things like I have coined the phrase front seat activities, things that really get us into our front seat when we're in our yucky backseat energy.
That makes so much sense. I'm always having light bulbs when we're talking, Jessica, so it's nothing new, but I was thinking back to conference and me sitting there on Success Row, you know, and other people are like, how could you do that? You know, you sat there from 7 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening, and most of that time you were counseling, you know, you were counseling. Yeah, that's kind of really is how Steve's coaching style is. You know, you were coaching with people, and, you know, isn't that just totally a drain? It's like, oh no, you know, I had a blast. In fact, you know, I was a little disappointed the next days when, you know, there was only, you know, 10 or 15 people the whole day, as opposed to another day of, you know, go, 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 let's coach, you know.
Isn't that incredible? And that is one of the biggest things is I've made it pretty clear about not judging it, just simply understanding it, that for an introvert, that is not possible. I mean, they would, like, I like to think of it as energy credits. Extroverts have more energy credits to give to the world than introverts do. They have to save more of their energy credits for themselves. So it doesn't mean that you weren't, you know, kind of pooped or tired or brain dead after that, but it actually gives you energy. It inspires you. You know, I've been experiencing that as well. Just kind of redoing my schedule a little bit because of the book and doing different things. But when I don't have time in my schedule that I am coaching or mentoring or talking or any of that, that is absolutely exhausting energy for me. When I am giving my best self to the world, that is when I am my best. And all extroverts are the same way. That is our best energy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, You know, I think it's so important. In fact, what I'd like to encourage everybody to do while we get ready to take another break here is to really think that through a little bit. Think about a situation you've been in that, any type of community gathering, maybe if you're an EWN member, maybe it's, you know, the networking meetings. And what does it do for you when you're around the people? You know, everybody's tired at the end of a group activity. So that's not really fair to go, well, by the end of that day, I was tired. Now, what does it do for you spiritually? I guess is kind of the word I'm thinking, if that's okay to say, Jessica, do you feel fulfilled from that being with people, or do you find yourself wanting to get away? You know, and needing to be like, okay, now I need to sit down and do some journaling or read my book or, you know, something like that. So I encourage all of you.
Can I comment on that really quick?
Yeah, sure.
Do we have time for me to make? Okay, so I want to comment about that because I do think this is an important thing because it's not necessarily a black or white that way. So we all have a spectrum of our type. So there's a 0 to 30 scale on each of this, on the dichotomies, introversion, extroversion, sensing, intuition, thinking, feeling, judging, perceiving. And so a 30 is a very extreme type. So let's just talk about introversion and extroversion. A 30 extrovert is going to look different energetically than like a 5 extrovert. And so while you still have the same preference, meaning you still give your best self to the world, there is a difference in, again, the energy output. And so for those of you who are listening that are thinking, well, gosh, I'm a little bit of both, because I'll be honest, Steve, I gave a very, very long presentation yesterday, and I was exhausted. I was really, really spent. I needed to just come home and shut everything down, and I watched really horrible reality TV, and I just needed to decompress. But I am a very strong extrovert. And so there is a spectrum. So for those of you who are listening and you're thinking it's kind of a black or white, it's not quite as clear as that. And so while even though you may need be an extrovert and you give your best self to the world, you may also need time to recharge based on the severity, if you will, of your preference of each of those. And I think that's just a really important point to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I appreciate you pointing that out, Jessica, because I think we all think, tend to think a little bit more, specific. It's like, it's either you're this or you're that, you know, and really it kind of is more like you're somewhere on this arc.
Very much.
All right. Well, for those of you who need the break because of your personality type, take a few minutes and breathe, just relax and enjoy yourself. Go inside of your own self for this commercial break. And for those of you that are extroverts, go on Twitter and hashtag front seat. And that'll give you a good extrovert activity to do while we take this break. Want to talk to you about our sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. I'm so delighted to have these guys as a sponsor. I appreciate them for being this interested in small businesses. And, you know, I've told you about some of the technical kind of things. You know, you can have your auto attendant and your separate, voicemails and all those kind of things. But the biggest thing that I appreciate about these guys is they have actually sat down and said, what does it take for a small business person to grow their business? And the fact of the matter is that when you get into that growth space, you need a product that gives you the ability to grow at the pace you want to grow. So if you go from 1 to 2 employees over the course of 10 years, this phone will work for you. And if you go from 1 to 25, you're only going to have 10 extensions, but usually in that fast of a growth spurt, you're going to be sharing phone lines anyway. This gives you the ability to bring it in, and you can break it down into four departments with their own separate phone lines. There's a lot of really cool technical things that I talk about too much, but I want to make sure that you understand that the VTech four-line small business phone system is something that is very, very practical and good for your business at the level you're at and for the level you're going to.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
You know, it's so much fun for me because during the breaks, what I get to do is I get to talk with the guests. And, you know, I know that's totally selfish on my part that I get to talk to them while you're just having to have to listen to the commercials. But Jessica and I were just talking, and I was sharing the story. You know, my mom, I went to her house on her 77th birthday, which was on 7/7, which was just really cool. And she dug out these old papers of, you know, the tests that I had taken. And one of them was, ironically, the Myers-Briggs test. And I was about 14 when I took it. And I was going back through both the answers and the, as well as the, you know, the quiz. And the thing I realized, Jessica, is that I really did not know myself at 14, you know, and I'm not talking about, you know, the thing you said earlier where circumstances in life have tampered our opinions, but you know, things that it's like, no, I was really lying to myself the day I took that test because that's not how I acted at 14, let alone now, you know? And so maybe you could talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, because a lot of people have taken the test and then they go through Facebook is you know, huge for this is how, you know, an INTP will feel about, you know, and there'll be like all 24 of the things, you know, and they're like, yeah. Well, yeah, that's not me. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I love that story, and it is nice to be able to kind of talk offline because it really leads into a good conversation about type. I mean, I can sit around and talk about it, you know, in a somewhat of a clinical, in my version, get real, kind of sassy psychotherapist way, but being able to have conversations about it. And when you brought that up about your mother, it was such a powerful story because so many of us, and I know your listeners feel the same way because everybody that I work with feels the same way, is that we do not know who we are early on in life. We just haven't had enough experience. You know, this is a little bit, you know, controversial, but I really don't think we should be able to get married until we're 30. I mean, we just don't know who we are. That is kind of what our teens are for, our 20s are for. I mean, I remember my mom telling me early on in life, you know, your 20s are probably going to be the worst time of your life. And I was thinking during my 20s, I don't know, this is pretty good. But now in hindsight, yeah, it's challenging. You're kind of fumbling through life. You're figuring out who you are. You're trying to figure out how you're going to make money, where your place is in life. And we don't know who we are. And so that story about your mom having your own test and looking back on it and thinking, oh my goodness, I did not know who I was, that is a normal response. Most of us don't. But one of my BHAGs in this world, my big, hairy, audacious goal, is really, Steve, to get everybody back who they innately are. You know, when we're 5 years old, we're not required to know who we are. We're not required to know who we're going to marry, what our major is going to be, what we're going to do in college, and what our career is going to be. But we are more like who we are at five than we are when we're 25, I think, because life circumstances get in the way. And so getting us back to our innateness, getting us back to this childlike way of being and who we really were as children. Were we studious and nerdy? Were we outgoing and, you know, crazy and fun? Or were we kind of performing and being in the dance recitals? Or did we prefer chess? Or did we need time to, you know, calm down when we came home from school? Or did we want to jump right into things? Those are the kinds of things that we want to get ourselves back to understanding about ourselves, is again, who we are innately. And most of us kind of in our, you know, in our teens and our 20s, we just don't know who that is. And so starting to explore that early on is really, really empowering. And so yesterday when I'm meeting with a bunch of teenage girls, it's almost like giving them permission to be that person that we all know who we are in our gut. You know, that feeling, it's like, it's so validating. I've never, ever done a type session ever. And I've probably done thousands and thousands of them. I've never done a type session with someone where they don't cry a little and have this feeling of, I've always known this is who I was. It just kind of gotten beaten out of me. And so it is this beautiful, beautiful thing to get a hold of people again at any age and really give them permission to be who they really know who they are deep down. And yeah, that's a great story that you shared. Very powerful.
Well, and I think, you know, we spend so much time, and we've talked a lot in this particular show about intuitive types and the fact that, you know, they're only 25% of the population. I think we spend so much time, you know, in the story that we've created, that if we could only be normal, you know.
Yeah.
rather than acknowledging that normal is, I mean, you were talking just before the break about that sliding scale, you know, and where we fall on that sliding scale, that's normal for us. That's who we were made to be.
Yep, totally. Yep. And so let's just spend a couple minutes talking about marginalized types, because that's what you're talking about, is this normal factor. And so let's go back to the introversion, extroversion. So I don't make up these rules. This is just a fact. These are society rules. I don't know if anybody else is really talking about this other than me, but I like to just call out the truth because it just makes things easier. It's like we can transform quicker when we just call out the truth. And some of the truths are that we all have marginalized types in our society. And so between introversion and extroversion, life is designed for extroverts. The population split is about 50-50, but our lives are created for extroverts. Kathy can definitely speak to that. All the introverts that are listening are probably, you know, nodding their heads because they know that feeling. You know, I've been to the eWomen conference where you guys just got back from, and I remember thinking, this has got to be so energy draining for introverts. It's just our lives are designed for it. How many Facebook friends do you have? And as a kid, how many friends do you have? And how many birthday parties? And how many activities? And what are you doing with this? And what are you it's overwhelming how many activities and meetings, when you kind of get into corporate America, how many of those kinds of things that there are in this world that are really designed for extroverts. And so being an introvert feels very much like a marginalized type. So the next dichotomy is about sensing and intuition. I think this one is pretty obvious. We talked about this at the top of the hour, that being an intuitive type is absolutely feeling like a marginalized type. A lot of my book, Live Your Life from the Front Seat, is about my experience and other people's experiences feeling like a marginalized type, because 75% of the population are sensing types. And so traditional schools, our traditional standard test schedules, our work schedules, 9-to-5 jobs, all of that stuff is very set up for sensing types. And so 25% of the population grows up feeling very weird and different and wonky. As one of my clients described it, which I love this visual, is that you're in the world like looking from the outside. You just don't quite feel like everybody else. It's like coming into a conversation and just being like, I just don't quite fit in here. And that's how introverts feel a majority of the time. And that's how intuitive types feel a majority of the time, until you start to find like-minded people, which is a whole nother topic. But to continue with this, the third dichotomy is thinking and feeling. And so this dichotomy is societally influenced as well as gender influenced. And so the Men Is From Mars, Women Are From Venus, Jim Gray talks a lot, or John Gray, sorry, talks a lot about this in his, you know, legendary book about that men are just created differently than women. So that is true. And then society also influences this. So the stats currently are 66-75% of men are thinkers and 66-75% of women are feelers. And so the marginalized types are pretty obvious in this one, which is you, men who are feelers and women who are thinkers. And so I love working with feeling men, and I love working with thinking women, because they, like intuitive types, have a tremendous gift to be able to give back to the world, because they see the world differently than 75% of the population. But it also makes them feel very different. I mean, Steve, you and I have never had this conversation, but I'm guessing there's been times in your life where you feel like that guy who's on the outside of life looking in and just going, I'm not quite like the rest of you dudes. Like, I don't make decisions with my head like you guys do. You're sensitive and you make decisions with your heart. And that is not the majority of the people. And so my guess is you have that sense a lot of like, I just don't quite fit in here. And so that's the third marginalized type. And the do you want to say anything about that, actually?
Well, it's funny. I was actually having a discussion with Phyllis, the director of media for eWomen. And I was like, you know, it almost always the discussion goes like this with Kathy. They say to her, I just had a discussion with your husband. He is such a nice guy.
Yep.
Like they were surprised that I was nice or that a guy could be nice.
Yeah. And what's probably a little bit hard for Kathy too, is that when we are, this is a whole nother topic as well, but when we are in relationship with the opposite type, sometimes there isn't room for us then to be who we are. And so Kathy is also a very loving, she's a thinking woman, but she's also lovely and kind and sweet. But kind of in comparison, you take on that role in the relationship. You're the sweet, kind, sensitive one. And so there becomes almost no room for that in her. And so it's a very, very interesting dynamic to watch in intimate couples, whether they're married or not, about how, like, when a role is already taken. And so you two are a great example of that, of what it's like to feel a little bit on the outside.
Wow. Absolutely. In fact, that's offline whole hour, maybe six, that you and I should have with Kathy, the three of us. I think I just had an epiphany about, the last 15 years that we've been together.
Yeah. It's so true, though. It's so true that we each I have this couple, so I'll just tell the story. I have this couple that I've been working with for years and years, and she is super extreme in every category, meaning she's old, so like she's between a 25 and a 30 in all of her categories, which is ENTP, and she's very extreme in them. So her husband, they've been married for like 22 years, they have four kids. Her husband has been functioning as the exact opposite. And so when he came in on a one-on-one, not with her, to do his assessment, and they run a business together, lo and behold, the reason he's been miserable in work and in their life and just not feeling satisfied is because he had taken on the role of the exact opposite. So he had been functioning as an ISFP. When in fact he's an ENTP, which is the exact opposite. Wow. And so it's just been this fascinating thing to watch, because the role of the extrovert, the role of the intuitive, the role of the thinker, and the role of the perceiver had already been taken by her because she's so extreme. And so he was like, well, to make this world run, to make our business run, to raise our four kids, I have to function as the other. And when he started to just embrace his ENTP part of him, it's unbelievable. Like, he's lost weight, he's just lighter, he quit his job, he's doing different things. You know, it's just mind-blowing. And she's so thankful, because she's like, he's back. You know, he's this guy that I fell in love with, but we created this life that where he couldn't be who he was. And so in relationships with other people, it's just absolutely fascinating, whether it be a business relationship like this couple, or with you and Kathy, where you happen to run a business together. So not only are you guys married, but you also run a business together. And so realizing that the role can sometimes be taken by somebody else, but that does not mean, obviously, that that's who you are authentically. Pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah. Well, Jessica, as always happens, the hour is slipping away from us. And know there are people that really, really, really want to go deeper. I want to go deeper on some of these issues with you. So I know there's others. tell us what can a person do? First of all, let's talk just a little bit before we get into generic. Let's talk specifically about your book. Where can a person get your book? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I forget about all these things. I just get talking and I forget. Yes, yeah, so there's a cup. The best place to get it is on Amazon. So my website has a link to that. If you don't want to go look it up, it's as simple as possible. It's Jessica Butts, which is B-U-T-T-S, jessicabutts.com. You can buy it on there, or you can just simply go to Amazon and look up Jessica Butts or liveyourlifefromthefrontseat.com. You can look up on my website where I'm going to be speaking. I've got a couple of really awesome, where you can come to an event that I'm just coming and speaking at in September. So you can learn more that way. Book is getting amazing feedback. You know, it's one of those things to put something out there, like it's my life's work. It was a huge decision. It took 2.5 years of my life, a ton of energy, a ton of money. I mean, to be honest, it is a huge, huge financial and emotional investment to do something like that. And I have to say, like, I'm really, really proud that it's getting good feedback. And so that is very important to me. It's not just, you know, something that I put out there. At one point I could have just been done with it. And I just, in my gut, I was like, there's more that needs to be put in here. And I'm so glad that I listened to that, because what has come out of it, I truly believe is life changing. And I'm proud to say that. And I don't want to be boastful about it. It's just coming from a place of great pride. And, you know, I worked hard. And I think anyone who works hard should be proud of their accomplishments. And so I sit in that with humility, but also feeling really accomplished and feeling really good about that. So you can get it there. And then if you just want to know more about me or how we could work together, I do tons of options. You know, I have coaching programs that we can do. Kind of my signature thing is just starting with type. Like, let's just sit down. It's a 90-minute session. We go over your type. You understand your car. It's just kind of my signature thing that I start with everybody to do. Some people are good at the end of that, and some people decide to work with me for years. My kind of standard coaching program is about three months, and it's pretty darn life changing towards the end of that. So, there's lots of ways you can get a hold of me. All of the information is at jessicabutts.com, and I have a really awesome free offer. So if you go to my website, and enter in your info, you'll get a series of really, really amazing free videos that help you figure out your type. And so most people go through those first, and then they kind of reach out and schedule a time. But it's whatever you want to do. But it's a plethora, literally, of free information about your personality type to help you do a self-assessment, to understand your front seat and your back seat. And it's a pretty tremendous value for what you're getting. So would encourage anybody to check that out.
Absolutely. JessicaButts.com, JessicaButts.com. Yep. I mean, seriously, guys, go check it out. I've heard from people that, you know, they're like, well, yeah, but I don't want to get on another newsletter. I'll tell you what, Jessica's newsletters, when you do get them, they are a blast. Half of them will crack you up, and probably 40% of them will make you cry. So, you know, Jessica does a great job of writing in such a way that you really feel like, I mean, I'm blessed to actually know Jessica in person, but if you hadn't, after a few months of being on her newsletter, you would actually feel like she's one of your friends that's just kind of there, and she's just that kind of person. So go to jessicabutts.com and do get that free offer and get her book and all that kind of stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Steve. It was just such a pleasure. It's so fun to talk with you about this specifically, because you're so enthusiastic about it. You and Kathy incorporate this stuff into your business and your life, and you've seen how it can change your life. So it's always an honor for me to spend this time talking with you. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for being a guest. I know how busy your life is, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share with us and help us all, live our lives in our front seat.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Kisses, right, everyone. Thanks for listening.
And I do encourage everybody else to remember that you're uniquely brilliant. You were created specifically to be you, and you were created that way with a purpose, for a reason. I was telling somebody just the other day, you know, Oprah was majorly impactful, but we've had Oprah. We don't need another Oprah. We need you to be the best you that you can be. And that's all you really need to worry about. So I encourage you to really check out Jessica's stuff and to really, really embrace that you are amazing and an awesome person. And I'm going to just tease you a little bit about next week, because I've got an exciting guest. I was able to actually sit down this weekend with Matthew Knowles. That's Beyonce's dad. For those of you who don't know, the manager of Destiny's Child for years, Matthew Knowles, just brought out a brand new book, and he is actually going to, you're going to get to hear where I got to sit down with him and talk to him about his new book. And we'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, I encourage you all to go out and live your life every day as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.